Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola holds you.
I would say the goal is to bridge that gap between fans of straight ahead jazz slash big band music and a casual listener who is more familiar with some more popular music, and to try to bring those two audiences together and get the idea of going out to see a live big band, something a little more commonplace these days.
Patrick Gonsalves, one of the founding members of the Star of the North Jazz Orchestra, the singer is named Jen Burley Bentz. And to you, what's the appeal of singing songs like Whatever Lola Wants?
Well, I mean, there's a story behind every song, Phil. And that particular tune is extremely fun for any vocalist to sing because it's very grab the bull by the horns and make it your own kind of tune. And there's a lot of power in Whatever Lola Wants, because whatever she wants, she gets.
Make up your mind to have. Resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul are what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
We're speaking with Patrick and Jen of the Star of the North Jazz Orchestra. You're doing a number written by jazz composer Sammy Nestico. Maybe not a household name, but a respected jazz composer. And you're saying that the band really enjoys playing this one.
It's a pretty long tune. I think it runs about 7 or 8 minutes. But we like playing it because, number one, it's a great straight-ahead jazz big band tune, and it also affords a lot of different players the opportunity to take a solo. So I think we start with the trombone, we've got the tenor sax, I think we've got the piano, we've got the guitar in there at some point. So it's a great tune for us to showcase all the soloists that are in the band and let them kind of express themselves.
When you're playing in front of people, for audiences, one of your concerns has to be bringing them along so that they're finding more and more things about your band that really satisfy them. How do you do that?
Well, one of the options that you have is to allow them to hear songs that they know. And one of the options that we offered our audience earlier this last year was to come to a Beatles evening. We did all Beatles songs. So we are going to allow a little bit of Come Together, one of the tunes that we did from that show for this particular radio show. And let you know that it's okay to not know jazz. It's okay to only know the tunes that are not quote-unquote jazz standards. And what that allows us as a band to be able to do is to invite people to come and listen to us and then encourage them to come back because they'll continue to hear songs that they know as little nuggets throughout our shows.
They are really appreciative because it kind of opens their eyes and opens their ears to the world of live music and that it's not so siloed as people think it might be, where you know you've got a band that plays one genre. That's not really the case with us. We play everything and anything that we can get our hands on.
And really, that's the jazz tradition. Jazz never says, I can't do that.
Exactly. It's how do I do that? And how do I make it my own?
And may I say that we have some youth that come to the shows, and their ability to go ooh, ooh, ooh when they hear improv and understand that improv is something that they can start to learn at an early age and that it's not scary is a great educational tool.
Come on, flat top, he got grooving up slowly. He got two eyeballs he play.
Star of the North Jazz Orchestra plays its monthly show at Beast Barbecue in Minneapolis this Tuesday, January 28th from 7 till 9 p.m. For information, the web address is SOTNJO, as in Star of the North Jazz Orchestra, SOTNJO.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.